Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Umholtz. And as I mentioned before the break, we're going to be talking today with Chad Strawn of Tidewater Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant. Welcome, Chad.
Good morning, Rebecca.
I am so glad that you're here because Tidewater Pharmacy is more than a pharmacy. You also do something called compounding. You're a compounding pharmacy. What exactly is that?
So compounding is taking it back to the way pharmacy started. And it's basically taking the individual ingredients or drugs specifically and customizing it to that specific patient. Whether the patient's a newborn or is of the boomer age, we can truly make a drug in the lab that the patient can benefit from based upon the different ailment they may have.
Because really, one size does not fit all, does it? We're all different.
It does not. It does not. And that's the important thing with being able to compound medications. Of course, there's the commercially available medications that are 5, 10, 15 milligrams. But then being able to compound, what if someone needs 2.5 milligrams and it's okay. Not available? We can do it.
Okay, so it's about the amount. It's also about what probably goes into the different medications as well for that unique individual.
Correct. If a patient has problems swallowing tablets, for instance, we are able to maybe make a cream that becomes transdermal that would achieve the same benefit that the patient would have. Or let's say the drug is metabolized through the liver and the patient has some liver disease that can't tolerate the drug. Being able to formulate a different method for the patient to take the drug allows it to bypass the liver and the patient could get potentially better benefits.
Okay. So that is really fascinating because we all think of children sometimes who just don't want to swallow a pill, but it could be an older person because of a medical condition is having a hard time as well. And that's where that would come into play, I guess.
You got it. I mean, it depends, you know, various patients, whether it's, again, swallowing issues. Sometimes the 10 milligram tablet is 10 milligrams. The body may only need 1 milligram.
Okay.
But because we're swallowing the tablet and the gastric juices destroy so much of the tablet, you've got to have 10 milligrams in order to get the one that will benefit what the specific goal of the drug is. As a result, being able to compound a 1 or 2 milligram cream, it doesn't go through the GI tract. Therefore, you can sometimes use less drug and achieve the same benefit that a tablet would do.
Oh, that is very interesting.
By law, we're able to compound anything that's not commercially available.
Not commercially available.
So it, okay. Again, if it goes back to someone needing a 2.5 milligram and there's only a 1 and a 5 available, we can compound a 2.5 milligram. Or if it's only available in a cream and they want it in a gel, we can do it like
okay.
that.
So
by law, we're only allowed really to compound something that's not commercially available. And as a result, our hands are limited to a point, but then again, we can think outside the box with compounding that ultimately opens up the world, basically our oyster.
Well, even though you can think outside the box, I would think there's some regulation.
So, of course there is.
So the FDA, I would assume, regulates you. Are the regulations different for a compounding pharmacy than an
So we still
Someone
fall under the state pharmacy board. So they show up, they'll do their inspection. We have to keep logs. Something that we have that no other pharmacy locally has is the PCAP accreditation. And what that means is that we achieve the national, if not exceed national standards on the compounding side. We had a third party come into the pharmacy, witness and observe our processes, our procedures, look through our logs, ensure that everything that we're doing at least meets national standards, if not exceeds them. Based upon who's preparing the drug, we'll send specific drugs off for testing. So if you're supposed to have 200 milligrams of progesterone in a cream, we will send off a specific sample to ensure that that individual is making it and preparing it properly, that you are getting exactly 200 milligrams of progesterone.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I am talking today with Chad Strawn of Tidewater Pharmacy and Compounding Medical Pharmacy as well in Mount Pleasant. We're talking about the benefits of compounding medicines. And Chad, where exactly are you located in Mount Pleasant?
We are literally adjacent to Trader Joe's, next door, adjacent to their parking lot in the new three-story building that they built at 421 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, Suite 100.
Oh, great. That's an awesome location.
It is. You know, the traffic at Trader Joe's is nonstop. And even with the summer coming up and the vacationers, our parking's behind the building. So you turn on Tall Pine Road, which is right next door to the Title Max, and you'll see our parking lot. We even have a curbside takeout. So we don't have a drive-through. I know for those folks that may have the grandkids or somebody in the car that don't want to get out, we can certainly walk up to the car and deliver the medications curbside.
Okay, wonderful. And speaking of delivery, you also do a unique service. What is that?
We offer free delivery to the community.
I love that. So you'll come to my house.
We will. We will drop off the medication, whether it's your office, whether it's your home, whether it's your parents' home, whoever it may be. We can certainly take care of whatever needs. If there's a transportation issue, Tidewater's got you covered.
That is wonderful. I absolutely love that. When I was looking at your website, Chad, I noticed that you have a viewing window where someone can watch the compounding medicines being made. Why did you do a viewing window?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where people sometimes wonder what goes on behind the counters of a pharmacy. Typically,
we do wonder.
Exactly.
Because
it seems
to take them sometimes a long time, but okay.
For Tidewater, 5 minutes.
Five minutes? Yay. I love it.
No, but that being said, I did want to make sure that people could see what we were doing and how medications are being made. It keeps us on our toes to ensure that every processes, procedures, everything's being followed. The dishes, everything's clean up to the most pristine, the way it needs to be and should be.
That is terrific. Now, you also have durable medical equipment. What is that and what type of equipment do you carry?
So durable medical equipment, medical supplies, it was multiple names out there, but basically it refers to the different type of medical equipment that maybe an older individual may need, whether it's canes, walkers, wheelchairs, what they call rollators, which is the rolling walker with the seat, diabetic shoes. We have lift chairs. We have compression stockings. All those different things fall under durable medical. So we were able to, with an order from a physician, we're able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, whatever it may be, for the individual to get that supply.
And I can speak from personal experience, listeners, that I went to Chad's Pharmacy, Tidewater Pharmacy, in the fall when my father needed something when he was visiting here. And your service is amazing. You really helped me with my purchase, which it was a walker, but I did need something a little bit unique for him, and he loved it.
Well, thanks, Rebecca. Thanks for coming in. And that's our goal. It's customer service, bringing back pharmacy the way it should be. So you aren't a number. We actually know your name when you come in. And we know your story because as a pharmacist myself and Don, my other pharmacist that works for me, it's one of those things where it's important to know the family. It's important to know the customer. We know your likes, your dislikes, your allergies, whatever it may be, because if we don't, something may happen. And we need to know, really be in tune with you to make sure you're taken care of and we meet your needs.
Well, and you absolutely do, and you take care of family members, but you also offer something for our pets as well.
We do. With compounding, we can do the compounding medications for pets. A lot of times, some pets may not need the compound, but they may need commercial medication that's available from a bottle. Oftentimes, we are significantly cheaper than the big box stores just because we can be. And so for your pet standpoint, it's worth giving us a call to see if price check.
That is absolutely wonderful that you take care of the entire family. And what is the phone number for someone to call you?
It is 843-375-6310.
So I'm going to repeat that phone number. It's 843-375-6310. That will get you to Tidewater Pharmacy. And what is your website, Chad?
It is TidewaterPharmacy.com.
TidewaterPharmacy.com. Now, let's talk about, in addition to pet therapy, let's talk about something near and dear to my fellow boomer women friends.
Yes.
Hormone replacement therapy. Do you offer that as well with your compounding medication?
We do. It's one of the big things we do from a compounding standpoint. There's a lot of physicians locally that concentrate on being able to provide the different hormone replacement therapies for women either going through menopause, postmenopausal, looking for relief of symptoms. And it's something that we have multiple conversations on a daily basis about with these different patients. What's nice is there's multiple physicians in the area that know what they're doing when it comes to being able to prescribe hormone replacement therapy. And today's hormone replacement therapy is what they call bioidenticals or biosimilars. And in the past, there was some cancer risk associated with the Premarins and some of the estrogens that used to be prescribed from a commercial standpoint. Today's are more bioidentical, meaning they mimic the human physiology of the estrogens, the progesterone, and the testosterones in the body. And as a result, they appear to be safer for use. Also, too, with compounding, a lot of times you are not ingesting what we're making. It's typically a cream or it may be a drop that you apply and it's absorbed transdermally. So again, it's not being absorbed systemically through the GI tract, something we had mentioned earlier. So you get better results with less of a dose.
I love that. Very good. And what about insurances? Do you accept different types of insurances?
We do. So given that we do the commercial stuff as well as the compounding, commercial meaning just the same thing as your big box stores, we accept all insurances under the sun. Everything from Medicare to Medicaid to commercial insurance.
Okay.
Compounding, unfortunately, has taken a turn. There was a few pharmacies out there that abused the system over the past few years, charging exorbitant prices for specific compounds. And as a result, effective last summer, most insurance companies stopped covering compounds. That being said, we have been able to fortunately make the copay around the $40 to $60 copay per month, sometimes for a 90-day supply. So it's still affordable for most patients.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome. Also good to know. I did not realize that there was that history with the compounding medicine and insurance, but it's still affordable, that you're working hard to make that affordable.
100%, yeah.
People. That's terrific. Now, Chad, this is a lot that you do. It's a very service-oriented business. How did you get started?
You know, it's one of those things where I worked in the pharmaceutical industry for a few years, right out of pharmacy school for quite a few years. And I just got tired of corporate America. And it was one of those things, too, where being able to entrench yourself in the community, it's rewarding. Being mm-hmm. able to talk to the customer, the patient, get to know people, that's my personality. It's what I love. And so I was 2 years in the making to get the doors open over at Tidewater, and we opened last June, so we're coming up on the 1 year mark, June 15th.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And it's been an exciting year. It's been a fun year.
Well, I have gotten to know you through, I guess, some networking groups and then on a personal level as well when I've needed some help with my parents. And it was not something I was, you know, when I was working with you, it was medications and equipment that I had no familiarity with. And you were so helpful and helped to educate me as well so I can make the best decision for my loved ones. And I greatly appreciate that. And I appreciate you being here today as well on Let's Talk Boomers. And you have a nice giveaway for the fifth caller. What is that today?
We do. We have a $50 store credit going to the fifth caller. And it's can be used towards anything in the store from a durable medical standpoint to over-the-counter medications.
Well, I encourage you listeners listening today, please give Chad and his wonderful team at Tidewater Pharmacy a call. Better yet, go and check them out. They are in Mount Pleasant, near right next to Trader Joe's, Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. They have a wonderful, very informative website that also gives you some information about what exactly is compounding medicine. Just go to TidewaterPharmacy.com and to learn about that, as well as Tidewater Pharmacy. And Chad, what is the number again that they should call today to hopefully be that fifth call and get a $50 gift card?
It is 843-375-6310, option 5.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that number. It's 843-375-6310, option 5. That will get you to Chad and his team at Tidewater Pharmacy. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Rebecca, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I've enjoyed it very much. This is Let's Talk Boomers, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.